So I want to hear from you through text. We'll get to them next segment. Worst jobs to have in a day like today, when we've surged, as Adam pointed out, to zero. That's our temperature right now, zero.
We have no degree.
Winds will pick up later. 40 below wind chills tonight. Oh, goody. So tell me jobs, the worst jobs to have on a day like this. Maybe you have one. Maybe you had one. You observe it. You think of that job. What is just a job you want no part of on a day like today here in Minnesota? 651-461-9226. Let's talk Joe Biden and a little D.C. politics for this segment. He has a lengthy press conference, Adam Carter, saying, you folks think I can't have a press conference. How about 17 hours? What was it? Close to 2 hours? Now, some were saying it's the longest presidential press conference ever. Do we know that? Is that big? I have a tough time believing that, Carter. That we haven't had somebody else just go for 5-6 hours.
There has to have been at some point, but
wasn't one of the, when Trump was doing
thought,
the yeah, COVID?
I Trump had a very
had
long
like a three
one
or four
too.
Hour one that he did, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't believe this was the longest one. It was. I mean, I was involved in other duties. And I hit the record and did the 30-minute extension. I didn't even get to the end of it. He was Biden in the sense of this. He's delusional about what happened this year, the last 6 months. He just is. First 6 months, if you're objective, things were going better. There was some competency. Significant bills were passing. COVID, due to the vaccines, let me be crystal clear, 100% is the main reason why. Vaccines and their help on COVID. Now, the vaccines happen under President Trump's watch. We can debate. President Trump would say this would have taken 5, 10, 15 years without him. There's no zero proof of that. It happened. Happened under his watch. That's indisputable. Biden and his team found a way to distribute those. Seemingly, when they had the July 4th borderline mission accomplished event, it was, hey, we're back. Guess what? We're not back. Because of Afghanistan, the surge of COVID, can't get things done, mixed messaging. And he just wasn't willing to acknowledge that. Just was not willing to acknowledge that. And then he had Joe Biden moments. Joe Biden, for decades, has done many things very successfully, many things working across the aisle, but also many things where foot meets mouth. And when you're older, and again, if you have a shred of objectivity, not as sharp as he was 4 or 5 years ago, nowhere close to where he was 10, 20 years ago, it's going to happen more. That's the reason why they've hid him from press conferences. It has been a strategy to prevent him from going out there. But, I mean, the thing about the Ukraine comment, Adam, and I'll do it as Joe Biden here, he told the truth. He told the truth, right? Because if Russia has more of a minor incursion, using the president's words, versus, here we go, 100,000 troops, and we're going deep into Ukraine, there is going to be a different reaction. But you know what? You should be savvy enough as the president of the United States not to say it. And he had to walk that back today. And others within his administration had to walk that back. Then his words on whether the election will be legit or not. They're walking that baby back today. And he doesn't look at his best when that happens. And to me, again, the last 6 months have been a major disappointment. Let's also be objective about this. Donald Trump and words he would say and the cleanup happen constantly. Donald Trump and what he would say initially when he ran as a candidate, when candidate Trump would say, why are we talking so much about what we're going to do in foreign policy? I was like, I'm with you. Then he started dictating everything we do in foreign policy. And Donald Trump said how many times the 2020 election wouldn't be legit. And he continues to say the 2020 election wasn't legit. Now, if Biden's point is, I'm not Trump, and they got to keep cleaning up after him, then he loses credibility in that. What about that part, Adam, on the cleanup, the consistency, Biden, and the contrast to Trump? What stands out to you about that?
Anytime you talk for that amount of time, and I don't care how sharp you are, you're going to say things that either show your hand or maybe aren't completely in line with, I guess, the strategy you're developing. So it's not shocking to me at all that Biden, Trump, or any president who would talk over that length of period of time maybe would clarify things. And I honestly, I don't think that is something new or significant.
The last two presidents, Dan, they have way more differences than similarities. Discipline, keeping things close to the vest.
Yeah.
That's one that they share together. Well, think about how guarded, just let me finish.
Yep.
I'm thinking of presidents who are incredibly guarded. Obama, incredibly guarded. H.W. Bush, incredibly guarded. Clinton would say stuff. W. would say stuff. Reagan would say things. So it isn't that out of the ordinary to people who, boom, and then here we go with the cleanup.
No, and, you know, to a degree, we in the media, you know, have a role in that. And, you know, we want those folks to say stuff, right? Because that gives us stuff to talk about. So maybe as a citizen, do I want the president to play a little closer to the vest? Maybe. But as somebody who likes to do talk radio, yeah, I say stuff. Say stuff. Now, what he said, again, I'm sorry, but was the one that leapt out to me is when he said we've actually overachieved. When he was pressed on, did you promise too much? No, we've actually overachieved. And I literally did, I think, a spit take when I heard him say that. Because it's just, it's beyond, I mean, you can stretch the truth to a degree.
Yeah.
But it was, what it honestly reminded me of, you brought up the previous president. That was always his move, right? When he was criticized, he would say, no, actually, it's not only the best, it's not only good, it's the best that it's ever been in the history of time and space and magic and whatever. You know, that was his move. It wasn't, you couldn't criticize him, no, I'm actually great. Yeah. And so when Biden's being pressed and he says, well, no, actually, I've overachieved, that was very Trumpian to me and worrisome because, again, when we talked about Biden coming in as president, it was a lot about competency and, you know, steadiness and truth telling and things that didn't exist in the previous regime. And we're not seeing enough of that right now.
Adam, I think Dan makes a really good point because he also said later a couple of times rhetorically, name another president who's accomplished more than me in the first year. If I told you that quote and said that's Donald Trump,
right?
Say it's the exact same thing. Yeah. Greatest economy ever. Donald Trump said that. It's not true. Not true. Maybe Obama's learning from Trump. He's saying, you know what? This guy says the election was stolen over and over again. It wasn't, but people believe it. Maybe I got to try this idea. So keep having him out there, though. Don't vanish and say, well, every year he's going to appear for an hour and 40 minutes. So it's not anywhere near the top of the list. It just isn't. But the president of the United States, no matter if you like him or not, voted for him or not, should answer questions and be accountable to what's taking place. Worst jobs to have on a day like this. You've got one right now. You've had one before. You think of them. You wouldn't want that job. Let us know through text and phone calls. 651 461-9226. 651-461-9226. Gardy, Ron Gardenhire, along with Cesar Tovar and Dan Gladden, inducted into the Twins Hall of Fame. Gardy's going to join us at 1:35 right here on the home of the Twins, WCCO. My middle boy is working outside today, so I worry about him greatly. This is some work that has to be done for his second major, and he is out there today. So I am thinking about him constantly and worried about him. So it strikes home for me. So we're talking awful jobs to have on a day like this. Let's look at some of the texts. You guys chime in anytime you would like. Pumping out and cleaning portable toilets on a construction site. Texter asks Adam, can't be the greatest in the summer either.
I was going to say, I bet you that's better now than when it's 95 and steamy. And it's the day after, you know, burrito day when they were bringing burritos to lunch.
It's colonoscopy day, and I'm coming out. Yeah, I really don't want that job at any point. I do not. New housing construction roofers. Cook, you want to be up there?
No. I do not want to be in any kind of elevated position on a day like today. No.
Again, that one also bad in the middle of summertime.
Yes. Morning newspaper delivery person.
Yeah, but those folks, I think, mostly just tossing them out of their cars now, right?
I was just going to say that. Just going to say that. I'm still paying for the product. I get the paper here. And gets to my house on a regular basis, very early, thanks to the folks who help out. But, yeah, they're not going door to door, Gardner. I mean, what do you think the percentage is now, Adam, of folks? I used to help out a buddy all the time with his delivery of the paper growing up. We'd go sketching. Do you guys ever go sketching? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think we called it hooky bobbing.
Yeah. Hooked on the back of the bumper. And his dad would go 30, 40 miles an hour. What are the chances you take the girls out doing that today?
What are you talking about? I do it all the time. No big deal.
How do you think they get to school?
That's how they, yes. Is it 5% of the morning papers that are delivered by somebody walking door to door?
I don't know. I don't see anybody doing that anymore.
Got to be some.
Because how many blocks, full blocks, still every house? You know, it used to be every house is getting the paper. Now,
yeah,
one a block, rare. Maybe one or two.
It's rare. Tow truck driver.
Oh yeah, anything else with when you got to handle metal and stuff and just
You've got a caller that's going to talk about that one and some others related to it if you want.
Yeah. Motorcycle escort in front of a funeral procession.
Oh, yeah.
Whew. That's a hard one. Probably doing multiple funerals, right?
You'd think.
The poor guy scraping the potatoes off the highway.
Yeah.
The puns and the word phrases were a flying, weren't they, this morning?
Yeah, we love it.
Few people not happy with the app. I'm shocked by that. Pumping septic tanks. Again, another job. Don't know when that's ever good. The school bus driver with the door open and shut all the time. Worst job on a day like this, handling a car crash involving an inebriated county sheriff. Garbage man. The garbage man. Garbage woman.
Again,
getting out. A lot of people staying inside, though, right?
Yeah, that job is advanced, too, where they got the claw now, the big claw that picks up
the claw.
Yeah.
Where does Baron Von Raschke rank among your all-time favorite wrestlers, Adam?
Oh.
And with the finishing move, the claw.
Way up there, and I got to interview him one time here on these very radio airwaves, which was fantastic.
When he was working at the zoo?
I don't know what he was doing then. He was on with Dark, and Dark let me ask him a couple questions. And
didn't blow you off a la Lou Ferrigno?
No. The Baron was tremendous. And again, one of those we've talked multiple times of whether or not you could get away with that character nowadays.
No, let me.
Yeah,
well,
the answer's no.
Actually, yeah. With the Oath Keepers, I think you could.
Yes, right.
Well, there's that, yeah.
Goose-stepping like a Nazi. And I don't know, two-thirds of the time, was Baron a good guy? I mean, we came to embrace the goose-stepping Nazi. Oh, my
those southern German communities in Minnesota didn't know which way they were cheering.
Airline refueler.
Yeah, those ground crew,
yeah.
Crews at airports. That's tough, man.
That's tough.
I saw a couple of guys
Bikini.
Today.
Go ahead.
It's a couple of guys today downtown Minneapolis working, I don't know, it was a stoplight or, you know, something along the, it was along the 5th Street corridor for the light rail. And it's, you know, they're pulling wiring up and doing a bunch of, you know, the problem is you can bundle up against a lot of these things, but when you're trying to handle wiring or something like that, you can't have super thick gloves or mittens on. And I was tempted to roll down the window and holler, I don't know what they're paying you, but it's not enough to be outside on a day like this.
Adam would have rolled the window down and say, hey, my heat's a little too warm. Bikini model.
Yeah. Outdoor pole dancer. How about that one? Still popular.
The pita sexy lettuce ladies, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
It was brutal that day.
Truly, brutally cold that day. Truth. We're not going to put the picture up there, but no. I love when you put the picture up there and people get all outraged.
Well, very mad. Very mad when we do
calm down. Flag people on road construction jobs. Yeah. The gas station attendant. How many places have the gas? Last time, Adam Carter, you had somebody pump the gas for you. Not just like you made Siggy go out and do it, but like you went somewhere. Full service.
I can't even remember the last. I don't think I've ever done it, being a driver.
Yeah. There used to be a place where Lottie Dye golfed, where it was full service. Never went there. One day, I was literally running out of gas. And that's the only time I did it. Decades. Dairy farmer. reporter for a Virginia television station. Yes. The window cleanup folks on skyscrapers. Get a job. I have no problem, you know, high up as long as I'm enclosed in something, Carter. But, man, I would not be good cleaning windows.
No. Or how about, you know, having to climb those radio towers to change a light bulb or something?
Oh.
Zero chance. I mean, I watched that video one time and I had an anxiety attack watching the video.
Oh, yeah. Professional panhandler. Lifeguard. Tough, yeah. Tough.
That'd be a tough one today, for sure. Yeah.
John, you got lifeguard duty today. Go up by the pool. Okay.
And then the last one will be serious. Homeless. I mean, I don't know. Homeless. I don't know how you survive. I just have no idea. And I know country, you know, cities and states have done a much, much better job over the years, but still out there on days like this. It's just scary as can be. Excellent, excellent suggestions. He is now a Twins Hall of Famer, along with Cesar Tovar and Dan Gladden this year. Our guy, Ron Gardenhire, he is moments away.